Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on December 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF Extraordinary Congress being held in Harare.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the nomination of President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the post of President and First Secretary of the ruling ZANU-PF Party.
Mnangagwa was nominated today at the ongoing ruling party's extraordinary congress, attended by more than 6,000 delegates. He replaces former President Robert Mugabe, who fell from grace following the intervention of the military in the ZANU-PF succession battle.
Mnangagwa pledged to hold free and fair elections soon after he was elevated to the two posts. The elections are key to his presidency and legitimacy of the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Mnangagwa was expected to name two deputies but shelved this, an indication that he has not yet made up his mind on this issue. Names being floated for the vice presidential posts, including State Security Minister Kembo Mohadi and General Constantino Chiwenga, who masterminded the military intervention in Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. I'll repeat that again, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele and VOA Shona. Yes, so kunjalo ke futhi.
Ha, ngiyaphila ndathuthini.
Na impile kakhulu lonjani?
Ndirikona kuti wakasimba.
Ya, kuqina nko njengensimbi futhi.
Dai uri ndiri kumusha. Dai ngoti no mombe nasi dzinombozorora. Inini yo topinda pandima torima.
Bajoko, inini blends wacho.
Yeah, ini ndiri kurudyi uri kuboshwe.
Ya, kunjalo futhi.
Ndizvozvo. Eh, ndizvozvo vadiwa vatereri nevatariri. Nasi tiri kukurukura nezvemusangano weZANU-PF Extraordinary Congress, kana kuti Congress yechimbi-chimbi, musangano wanga uchiitwa muHarare, tinodaira kuti uchiri pakati, kana kuti wakusvikawo kumagumo, asi vanhu vachakaungana paitirwa musangano uyu. Musangano uyu wanga uine zvinangwa zvitatu, zvanga zvichinyanyotaurwa nezvazvo zvikuru, chekutanga chiri chekuti vaMnangagwa vanga vachidomwa zviri pamutemo kuti ndo vave mutungamiri webato. Chechipiri vachidomwa kuti ndo vachamirira bato rezanu-PF musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Chechitatu iri nyaya yekuti vanga zenge vachisarudzawo here vatungamiri vatevedzeri vevatungamiri vavo vavanenge vachishanda navo vanoema vice president. Ipapo ndo patatichinzwawo kuti madzimai anga akatosvitsawo chichemo kuti aiwa musazotikanganwawo pachigaro chemumwe wevatevedzeri vaviri wemutungamiri wenyika, mumwe chete anofanira kuita mudzimai. Tanga tichinzwawo mazita anga achimbokandwa kandwa munguwani ranga tichinyanyosimudzwa ndera amai Opa Muchingurika Shiri, vachinzi ndo vangangoitwa mumwe wemavice president. Asi vaMnangagwa vati vachazodoma mavice president avo mazuva anotevera. Pamusoro paizvozvo vabva vadoma amai Muchinguri Kashiri kuve sachigaro webato rezanu-PF, chigaro chakachambobviswa muna 2014. Asi nasi vadzosera chigaro vachidoma amai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, vanove munhukadzi wekutanga muzanu-PF kubata chigaro ichocho chasachigaro. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvaitika. Tichiramba tichikupai zvizhinji zvaitika nokuti kwadomwa vanyori vemapoka akasiyana-siyana, vatsva kana kuti masekretari emaportfolio akasiyana-siyana muzanu-PF. Tinge tichikudzai zviri kuitika. Gibbs.
Yabambe uJongo yaibeka ke indaba yalamhlanje, so sikhangelane lodaba leCongress yeZANU-PF. So I congress lei chonga kwenye ngazani ila bantu baji 6,000 abahambi leo. Si wakazi tube umetu babi banengi kutu mnanga kwa tai akupe ila bantu baji chwani. So ukake lulweka kulu ikuti umonga meli mnanga kwa sengu umonga meli njalo sengu nopala uwe
Secretary
General.
Yehe.
First Secretary. Ukala
sengu. Ulo ukala.
Ya kakulu. Then kuzo buya ke kulotaba lulu ungintisa uketo. So kumete angenege angintisa uketo oluzayo. So abantu babuza ukuthi uyakhetheka yini kumbe kakhetheki. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngaye ukuthi uzayenza njani phakathi kona ngale.
Yes, I think I heard him saying that ZANU-PF should remain united and focused and there's no opposition to talk about.
Yeah, kakhulu. Yena ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi opposition ingani lele sibe lokubuka.
Hayi, umsashike iwoku.
Akulalutho, anthu yabona. So singazi ukuthi umnumzana Tsangirai labanye bakubona njani khona
ukuthi
akwethule yi. Nga singabathola singathe ba kakhulu. Uzobuya ke nxa kukhangela ukhetho uthi khona ukhetho kumele lube ngolukhululekileyo. Nxa lungakhululeka ke amazwe amaningi siyabuyela eZimbabwe. Hayi, eZimbabwe ngani sokulungile. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi kulo brigadier osokuthiwa nguye okhangele uyikwi political commissar. So kuna mpana ke kungani kuyahlupa ngoba abantu nxa bekutsho ngo general Engelbert Rugege.
Major General
Rugege. So
ngwari tetwe umsanga.
Abantu yabona ukuthi kuyahlupa kwampana ukuthi nxa wafaka isoja abantu bacaba ukuthi nxa babe gijiniswa ezidaladini la. So sizeza ukuthi abantu bathini ngakhonoko. So ke bekumele futhi akhethe ukuthi umse obasekeli bakhe ngobani. Siyabona abantu bathi uKembo Madi ula ukuthi angene kodwa silaqiniso lakho. Abanye maphinde bethi ngugeneral Constantino Kuvea Chiwenga asila kuqiniso ukuthi lakho khonoko.
Yes.
Umama okade khangela ukuthi angene kwampana unkosikazi opamtimbulu kashiri ungani sebemnike ukuthi bemgcini sihlalo kwebadla leZANU-PF. So ke sizabe sikhuluma sihamba sibona ukuhamba njani khona
bathi ziyo ukuthi achaphinda apo itsoro Gibbs pamama mchifungi kuti pachabuda Bob pabuda wakanoti wabva wabatwa punishment
nanti yabona ukuthi vele uchaye ungasikho chaye izinto singasiwile.
So touch is a move
yakunjalo point. So singazi ukuthi kuyakuma njani futhi nxa sikhangela futhi umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa sesebenze kakhulu lo mongameli umgabe. So singathi waqalisa ngesikhathi umgabe ekhethwa ukuthi abe umongameli wezano. Isikhathi sakudala bakhumbula iKimgagawu declaration iyawisa uNdabaningi Sithole wasongena yena umnumzana umgabe. So ke kuthe sokubuya ke ibutho selimgenqula laphana lincediswana labantu abanjengomnakagwa. So singazi ukuthi yena kusiya phambilini ibutho uzalibamba njani ukuthi uzaligcina yini kwemabaraks kumbe liyafohla. So abantu yiko bakhuluma ngakho kakhulu konoko.
Ndofunga mauto atoya zvachose Gibbs. Nekuti ukatarisa kuti zvigaro zvavari kupiwa mubato nemuhurumende kuratidza kuti mauto atodzikamidza. Nekuti zvino izvi tetewe musangano muto vatiri kutaura nezvavo Major General Engelbert Rugege munhu ari muchiuto. Tichionawo zvakare kuti vamwe vakaita sa vaparents shiri ndo gurukotara zvikurima. Muno ari muchuto kana kuti anga ari muchuto zvimwe chete negurukotara zvichidzana nedzimwe nyika vasibusiso moyo munhu anga ari muchuto kupinda kwaita vanhu vechuto potariswawo kuti kana zvikazobuda sei zviri kufungidzirwa nevanhu kuti vachiwenga vange vari mumwe vatevedzeri vava munangagwa munhu ari muchuto asi ndambotaura nevamwe vanotevera zvematongero enyika vanga vachitaura kuti vaone zvichiita kuti vachiwenga vasiye basa rao rekuwe mukuru wemauto vachinotora basa rekuwe mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vanoona kunga vachiwenga vanenge vatodzika pasi kubva from being the commander of the defense forces going to accept a vice presidential post. They are saying that's a post lower than the general in terms of power. Yes.
So ngasikhangela futhi there are some people who are following us on Facebook, and one of them is Rodney Mashiri. Rodney saying, "Hi guys, I'm watching you." The same applies to Mandla Dube, who says, "I'm watching you from Osabeni, Plumtree." Then Bonissimo says, "Call me now." I think he left us his number. Then Sanzeni Sachibi Tendele says, "Only one man in Zimbabwe is allowed to use General Chiwenga's ways of doing things." I don't know what he was trying to say there. So then Gift Marolbeng says, guys, you speak both languages, so he's happy about that, I guess. And then Max Manyika says, "I'm watching you from California." You know, Max is always following us. So we really thank him for all these kind of things.
Ah, see,
so if we have got 2,000 550,000.
Yes.
How much is it? 1,000. Then we can have
manji,
so much.
The problem is ndakapfeka boots kuti ndivenge zvikunwe manje kumakumbo. Zviri covered. Gibbs, I also heard that a man was arrested for waving a placard that read Mnangagwa killed my friend. I don't know whether you heard about that.
Yes,
he was arrested by the army, by soldiers.
Yeah.
We don't know whether he is still detained or he was released.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we are going to follow up on later.
Yes. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the nomination of President Emmerson Mnangagwa to the post of President and First Secretary of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Mnangagwa is going to contest the 2018 presidential election and has already called for a free and fair election in the country. So he says this is a way of actually making sure that the whole world will actually get some kind of attention in Zimbabwe and maybe investors to troop back to the country. You know that countries like USA, countries like Britain, countries like, and even the European Union,
yes,
they actually imposed targeted sanctions on President Robert Mugabe.
And this inner sect,
yes. So now, kwanapoke zvirikanda bese kubona kuti Mnangagwa la ungapanzi kwama sanctions. So seeing as kuti ama sanctions, ukhulume ngawo, kuti ama sanctions lawa kaisulwe. So ukuti adzaisulwa kumbaso dzaisulwe, asilaqiniso lako. Sekukarasa kuti
ndofunga Gibbs manzwira andaita. Vanenge vari kutarisa kuti vanosimudza nyika kubva madhaka mairi vataura zvakawanda zvavavimbisa kusanganisira kuwakwa kwedzimba dzinoita 400,000. He said his government is going to build 400,000 houses before elections. I think that's a very, very big task. But, well, nobody knows. Well, and here we can just give our listeners a hint of some of the appointments that were made. Dr. Obed Mpofu has been appointed the Secretary for Administration. Mr. Patrick Chinamasa is now Secretary for Finance. Major General Angel Betrugeje becomes Secretary for the Commissariat. Secretary for Security is Mr. Love Moma Tuke. Secretary for Transport is Mr. July Moyo. Then Secretary for Science and Technology is is Ambassador Christopher Mchangwa. Then Secretary for War Veterans, Detainees and Restrictees is Mr. Victor Matema Danda. And Mr. Mnyaradzi Machacha becomes head of Chitepo Ideological College and becomes a member of the Politburo. Then Secretary for Legal Affairs is Mr. Mnyaradzi Paul Mangwana. And Ms. Mabel Chinomona becomes Secretary for Women's Affairs. And Mr. Pupuraito Garepi is he was reappointed as Secretary for Youth Affairs. He was sacked from the party. He was fired from the party. Then he was
reappointed. So I'm told that we've got our first guest. Our first guest is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political commentator based at Huddersfield University in UK. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
And thank you so much. So, Dr. Sibanda, what do you think about the elevation of President Mnangagwa to the post of President and First Secretary of the ruling ZANU-PF party?
Well, already we knew that he was going to be elevated. We knew that the military, that's one of the first few things that the military actually did in terms of appointments, as soon as they had fully captured the country and the party. The morning after the coup, when they had captured ZANU-PF headquarters, the Sheikh Sheikh building opposite Harare Polytechnic, they sent a Twitter saying that Mnangagwa was effectively going to, was from that moment on going to be the president of the party and was going to replace President Mugabe. And that therefore he was going to be the candidate for the party going forward. So nothing new there, no surprises. I think it's certainly what everybody expected.
But do you see some disgruntlements from some members of the party? Because I don't think everybody is agreeing with what is happening in ZANU-PF.
Yes, there's certainly a lot of movement happening within the country in terms of members of ZANU-PF that were aligned to G40. You can see that Mnangagwa cut down the delegation of the people that would, of ZANU-PF members who would attend the Congress. certainly so as to deal with some of those people who would have been aligned to G40 and to sort of manage the process of the Congress very easily. So I don't think that is going to be very smooth. There is a 50-50% chance that even if Mnangagwa tried to run, to go into the next election on the basis of a free and fair process, he may, depending on what happens between now and then, he may lose a lot of nearly half of ZANU-PF voters who have been faithful all along, who will be encouraged by G40 to vote for the opposition and to vote against Mnangagwa, certainly because of how he took over power through the military without winning in the political process. So there are already serious possibilities that ZANU-PF is going to be prone to its bare bones, and that a lot of its members are going to be either joining opposition ranks or working or collaborating with the opposition. And the opposition will be well advised to take this opportunity to work to broaden their possibility of taking over the country.
Hmm. Do you think G40 still has power to influence voters?
I think that G40 still has a lot of power. You need to wait until Mugabe, if he decides to do so, if things happen, decides to speak directly against Mnangagwa at some point. If he does do that, if he's still around, he will have a lot of impact in terms of the people that believed in him. There are a lot of people in power who are scared of the position of power, so they pretend to be supporting Mnangagwa. But when the gloves are off, if the gloves, which I think will happen, certainly there will be a lot of movement. I completely think that while Mugabe is out of the country right now, Mnangagwa needs to be extremely careful. Mugabe is establishing contacts with his friends, with members of the G40 and so forth. And I think that whatever contacts they're having as we speak, you saw today that Jonathan Moyo said that he was disappearing from the internet, going into the real streets. And I think that Jonathan Moyo is in a meeting with President Mugabe, as it were.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda, and stay on the line. For those people who have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ZANU-PF Extraordinary Congress. We are happy that we've got our reporter on the field, and that is Blessing Zulu. He's in Harare right now. Blessing, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Hey, how is Harare, eh?
Harare is fine. It's a bit warm.
Mm-hmm. And just give us a rundown of, you know, what happened today. Just a rundown of that.
Of course, today it was the day for the ZANU-PF Congress, and many people were actually expecting that Mr. Mnangagwa was going to nominate his two deputies, which he did not do. He says he needs a few days. And of course, the delegates at the Congress really did not like that idea. I think they wanted this matter to be settled as quickly as possible. And he also made a number of key appointments, for example, making Mrs. Opamu Chinguri Kashiri the new party chairperson, and interestingly, replacing Professor Jonathan Moyo as the Secretary for Information and Technology with Christopher Mchampa of the War Veterans Association.
Asi munoona here vanhu vese vachitambira vanhu vadomwa nhasi ava nokuti tinoona kuti mamwe mazita anga achitarisirwawo anenge asina kudomwa. Tingatarisira kuti vangazvadoma here kune zvimwe zvigaro zvapiwa vanhu.
Ndo mataurira vaita kuti vanogona kuzowedzera vachidoma vamwe, asi tiri kuona kuti vakomana vechiutwa vanenge vari kuramba vachiuya nhasi vataurayiwo kuti vari kutora chigaro chavakasukuwere vakadzingwa mubato vachinziwo ndeve G40 chiri kutorwa icho naMajor General Rugeje. Tiri kuona kuti vakomana vechiuto vari kuramba vachiwanda wanda imo mubato reZANU-PF muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro izvi.
From what you are hearing on the ground or there at the ZANU-PF Congress, Blessing Zulu, is there any reason why Mnangagwa didn't name his deputies?
Sources that are close to him are indicating that there is no consensus. For example, they wanted to invite ZAPU or former ZAPU Supremo Military Intelligence, Supremo Dumiso Dabengwa, to be one of the vice presidents, but there is no consensus. Some are saying that maybe this actually now paves the way for someone like Chinga Dube, who up to now he has not been appointed to any position, though we know that he is a key ally of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And of course, today we had reports that Opam Chinguri Kashiri was to be nominated as one of the vice presidents, which surprisingly did not happen. And many are speculating that this might actually pave way for General Constantino Govea Chiwenga.
Yes, we Baba Dube Baba Sibanda ngiyasindebele. So ubona ngazani ke kwenzakalani khonapho kudinga abasekeli bakhe. Indaba engaba lokhu zikathesi engabadingi kathesi.
President Mnangagwa ngibone ngani usekhoneni elikhulu kakhulu elokuthi wehluleka ukuthi athole ukuthi abantu bakhe bebutho laba angababhadala kanjani ngoba bayamtshela ukuthi bafunane nakazi ukuthi enzeni. Kusegcekeni lokhu nxa ukhangela ukuthi namhlanje useqhatshe Comrade Opam Chinguri ukuthi abe ngu chairman we party elizweni lonke jikelele. Kukanti ke kusukela ngo-1987 isikhundla lesi sibe sithathwa ngumuntu owasuka kuZaphu. Ngoba bekusenza ukuthi upresident uyabe suke kuZanu, wasuka kuZanu kumbe kuZanu la uchairman sesuka kuZaphu. Ngakho nxa ubona ubunzima loba kubo khathesi ukuthi kuthi ukuthi Opam Chinguri ube lamandla befanele afake kwesinye isikhundla esingaphezulu ngoba ekhanya ukuthi ngiwabancedisa ukulwisa umfazi kaComrade uGrace Mgabe okwesikhathi eside kakhulu njalo yena uMnangagwa engakwazi ukuthi angambhadala ngaliphi indlela ulezikweleti eziningi abantini abaningi. Amasosha kusegcekeni akulambuzo ukuthi kuzani la kuzaphuma ugeneral uConstantino Chiwenga. Ngapha kuZaphu ngibone ngani yikho lapha sele problem khona ikakhulu ngendlela yokuthi usethethi uchairman wamnika izandla. Ngabona ngapha kuZaphu sozaphandla dinga umuntu ophezulu kakhulu. Ngakho imbiko lethu zama ukukhulumisana lo Dumiso Dabengwa ngibone ngani ngabe iqinisekile ngoba ukuthi azama ukubhalansa upholonolwalayo lokuthi usegcwalisa abantu bamabutho kahle kahle usela mabandla amathathu lapha afanele asebenza lawa athabise. Kufanele athabise izandla, athabise izaphu, athabise abebutho. Khonokho mbona sokumenza athwale nzima yikho ehlulekile namhlanje ukuthi aqhatshe njengoba sabona futhi kwaba nzima kakhulu ukuthi afake uhulumende wakhe lo sithi cabinet.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke khonapho ke Dr. Sibanda is saying that, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa is playing with a lot of issues here. So one of them is, you know, he has to play with Zapu. Mm-hmm. And then we have people like Opam Chinguri Kashiri, who was expected, largely expected, to maybe be one of the vice presidents. Mm-hmm. And then he has got war veterans and, you know, soldiers to deal with. So he's saying maybe General Chiwenga is one of those people who may come in. And then Zapu president, Dumiso Dabengwa, may also be being eyed. Mm-hmm. But maybe the problem is Dabengwa had left the Zapu in ZANU-PF. So maybe that is giving him some
But
nightmare.
You know, there is a name that I'm not hearing in all this circle of people who are expected to be elected into vice presidents representing ZAPU. Mm-hmm. There's Ambrose Mutiniri. No one is mentioning
about him. He was quite junior, I think, in ZAPU, in the structures. You know, he was mainly in the military.
But remember, at one time, he was one of the people who were expected to be picked by President Mugabe.
Maybe Blessing has got an answer to that.
Maybe, yeah. Blessing.
Mutiniri, I think, is not. But he was indeed very senior. But of course, you know, not as senior as Dabengwa. That's why their efforts to lure Dabengwa back into the fold, because I think they are realizing that Mate Benlen might be a problem for them. So they have to have someone of the caliber of Dumiso Dabengwa, though it might not be popular to bring him back. But of course, you know, all these people are now saying that President Robert Mugabe is the one who drove the ZANU-PF bus into the ditch. And Dabengwa, I mean, he's one of those guys who in 2008 actually came out guns blazing and saying that Mr. Mugabe was really leading them astray. So I don't think there is any harm in bringing back someone like Dabengwa. Remember, the likes of Rugare Gumbo indicated that if they are invited, they will come back. You know, it appears that their main enemy was Robert Mugabe, and Dabengwa, you know, he has distinguished himself in fighting former President Robert Mugabe.
Now, it seems as if Blessing Mnangagwa is talking about elections, and is adding some kind of sugar coating to it, free and fair elections. So, what is he saying there?
Of course, you said that in the forthcoming elections, there must not be violence. ZANU-PF must be a party that can actually attract people. You said that he joined the party when he was about 17 years because he believed in the ideals and aspirations of the party. So he's saying that the party must go back to its roots. It must try to actually persuade people to join the party as opposed to using coercion and oppressive state apparatus like the army, the CIO, like it is alleged to have been doing in the past election. So he's saying that the script has changed now. He said that the ZANU-PF must also accept that it cannot rule forever, and therefore it must actually be welcoming to the opposition parties. But he emphasized that this time around, no violence.
Tombo dzokawo Blessing kurimirwa amai kuti zvii zvataurwa pamusoro pekusadomwa kwevatevedzeri wemutungamiri webato nokuti tanzwa vachiti vachazozvibata mazuva anotevera.
Hongu vakawanda mubato reZANU-PF vanga vachitarisira kuti izvi zvinobva zvaitwa nekuti panenge padyiwa manonoko navamunangagwa nekuti kana kuti vakawana chinovawana iko zvino izvi hapana anoziva kuti zvinofamba sei. Nekudaro zvakakosha kuti vange vachisarudza vatevedzeri vavo vaviri, asi vati vari kuda nguva, vati zvimazuva zvishoma kuti vazotora danho iroro rekuti vonge vachidomani pazvigaro zviviri zvevatevedzeri vavo.
Now looking at the kind of agenda for ZANU-PF towards the 2018 elections, Blessing, do you see any tangible thing that can draw people to the ruling party during elections?
Of course, if they walk the talk, I think Mr. Mnangagwa is saying all the right things, is hitting the right notes. But the problem, as has always been the case with ZANU-PF, is the implementation matrix. For example, today he said that he was going to deal with the issue of corruption. But interestingly, at the end of the Congress, in her closing remarks, Mrs. Muchinguru, who had just been appointed party chairperson, was saying that there was a fuel for this Congress that was stolen at a certain police station. You see, the problem of corruption persists. And then she also said that about 3,000 blankets or so were stolen by Mashingo Province. I don't know if it's 3,300 by Mashingo Province, you know, delegates at the hotel where they had slept. So you see, these are some of the challenges that Mr. Mnangagwa is facing right there. And he also said that he is going to try and resuscitate the economy. He talked about actually securing some funds from Afri-Exim Bank. So I think, like the Americans say, if the economy is stupid, if he's able to fix the economy, I think that might actually win him votes. But if he fails to address the economic crisis, that might be a bit problematic. And I've been moving around some shops here. Prices are going up, and Mr. Mnangagwa himself addressed that issue, and he appealed to retailers not to hike prices. But the economic crisis is worsening, and I think that is his biggest challenge.
Thank you so much, Blessing Ubambe Konapo. So, Blessing Ulapa Kulmangako, ikutike kabone kuti economy iyazwa njani loba nje umnanga kwekhuluma ngakho kodwa ke ngala qinisa ukuthi kambe kungaphumani phakathi kwakhonoko njalo uthi kukhanyangazani nxa igangela ngomkhonomi lapha ke jonga kungazani ukuthembisa kukhona kodwa asikwazi ukuthi kungaphumani abe sikhuluma futhi ngokufumbathiswa kumbe ubusela usokutshontshwe iingubo eziyi-3,000 kwatshontshwa lo mhluzi wezimoto. So umnanga kutshile wathi i-corruption kumele belwisane nayo. Xa usukhangela ifuel leyo kuthiwa itshontshwe e-police station,
saka bachiti chirwere nokuti ukaona munhu akwanisa kuba peturu kana diesel
a police
station
ikonzema foi
pakaoma ipo kana magumbeza ari kunzi abiwa pa hotel atizive kuti ndeye hotel here kana kuti angare musangano akachengetwa pa hotel zvinhu zvakaoma kuti munhu angonzi atora zvinhu zvakaita semagumbeze kana peturu pane pakachengetedzwa kudaro. Regai ndiboti kuna Dr. Nkululeko Siwanda tisati taenda kunezvaurira kutende kumberi Gibbs. Dr. Siwanda, we had President Mnangagwa promising to build 400,000 houses before elections. Do you see that task as something that can be done within 7-8 months?
Look, whether it can be done within 7-8 months, the president made the very first and initial mistake. He said that he's got $100 million set aside for that purpose. And if he's going to build 400,000 houses, he will be using $250 per house to build to build each house. And that itself is an impossibility. So it doesn't seem to me as though the president is pretty clear. He's making serious gaffes every minute. It doesn't seem to me as though he's very clear about what he wants to do. I think the president wants to make a lot of promises and wants to look like he knows what he is doing and that is moving forward at God's speed. But it is very clear to me that the president hasn't thought through the numbers very clearly. And he's finding, certainly it looks to me as though he's finding it very difficult to govern. He doesn't know that governing requires detail. Governing requires knowing what exactly needs to be done. And that when you go out to talk to people, you must be very clear about what you're saying and what it means. And at this moment, really, the president has some serious challenges. Certainly the promises he's made aren't matched by reality. His promises for free and fair elections, for example, for elections that are free from violence and intimidation, cannot be taken seriously when his political commissar is now an army general. It's very difficult. And we know that our elections have been violent simply mainly because of the participation of the war veterans and the military. And to put in place a political commissar who comes from the military is an indication that Mr. Mnangagwa is preparing to use the military and the war veterans in the next election, and that is not a good sign.
Thank you so much, Dr. Siwanda. Gibbs, Dr. Siwanda, varipo taura nyaya kuti zvivimbiso zvapiwa na President Mnangagwa zvekuti vachavaka dzimba dzinoita mazana mana ezvuru 400,000 mukati memwedzi minomwe kana misere hanza igomo risina ukwiriko havaone zvichibudirira nokuti vari kuti mari yavimbiswa navamunangagwa kuti vakaisa parutivi kuti vanga vachizadzisa chirongwa ichocho ye $200 million vakaitsemura-tsemura. Dr. Siwanda, vanoona kuti imba imwe chete inenge ichita $250 kana kuti mazana maviri nemakumashanu emadhora. Imari inotonzi munhu pamwedzi anongogona kungowanawo muhoro wake, isalari inotambirwa pamwedzi, saka anobva angowanemba munhu akangotambira 1 month.
Kambe izamende ezingagona cement enxa yengamabags angu 200
chete chandaona hangu havana kutaura kuti dzimba idzinei dzakavakwa sei, nokuti kana dai dzikava dzemapuranga namapango
kubva maplastic
dzimba idzo
woti zizve rapa sito baba mukoma chinwa ini baba mukoma uchona njani
dhuve iminyaka many years lingamfoneli madoda
into zabantu
uyamona ucaptain mukoma anjongakutyela dhuve ngalityela nditela uniki mangwana ngathi amasotsha azabatshaya
sibulaa wakhuluma nkoma
bangenile embusweni
ye manje akutsho phela ukuthi umnanga gumbona njani khonapho ukuthi ancintise ukhetho.
Hayi unzima dhuve laphana kufuza aqalisa alungise phansi amasotsha abalungise kuhle ukhetho luzahlupha akalenza ine wrong way bazamkhipha futhi khonaphana
uyakhithwa ngamasotsha
ukuthi libakhiphe laphana sebengenela seze libakwanise lezakhamizi zezimbabwe sonke abadala labancane mfuna ukuthi siziphathe kuhle dube ngakutshela anjo ngalitshela dube
ye kakhulu
ibhale phansi dube ngangikhuluma mna nyaphupha ngilitshele ngalitshela ukuthi amasotsha angena kathesi laphana sesibuyela ku-1980 sithathilizwe amasotsha izibra lezanda bengene elizweni sekuyikhonokwana eliza kubona
kodwa abantu abasoze betshaywe ukhetho lungakayenziwa khonapho
hayi masota ngali ngabakala ngabasezi balichaye. Lapha abafuna ukukhipha konke idoti amapolisa nangikhuluma omunye umuntu lapha bese kunuka dube. Ufuna ukutshela enye secret eplumbing ngale mina uyathi kwenzakalani. Ngahamba ngisithi mfuna ukuyakhe umgodi omunye umuntu ehofisini esebenza eDDF wangitshela ukuthi kokona. Kala unthekela imoto eBotswana uyilethe lapha le drum le diesel yokhipha umgodi. Do you need imali yena imotelana eza ku government kumbe ayithi yakuye? That is a big corruption. As mabe bese kunuka laphela bekungasasetshenzwa abantu bese bedibeka. Yekela amasotsha abadabule. Abakhiphe bonke kuzalunga Dube.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Nkomo.
Lingabaqali kodwa okunzima ukutshele Dube. Yasali nalikhalela ukuthi opamchinguro bani bani. Yekelani mbijana laphela. Umlango wakho linika isikhati ngoba abakhiphileyo labo baningi kakhulu. Laphana yabona kule support unit. Kula masotsha imhlobo lemhlobo izigebenga Dube. Lapha bakhona abakhona baplana lingabatshela ukuthi abaplani.
Yebo.
Kunzima laphana elizweni elikwenzileyo. Amasotsha afuzekala bangena estreetini. Bangangena bangenile. Nxa lingabacontrolanga kuhle, they will control everything. Bazazenzela intando yabo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Nkomo.
One day lizabona amabhasi ekhale chai edeliza befuna bakufunayo kuba nabana basemahofisini.
Ye Nkomo baba siyabonga kakhulu ungathinwa kusasa.
Bana ngitshela okuncane mpitshana.
Ye.
Amasotsha ala face elihle kuma investors lamanye amazwe ama international countries. Siyabe sesifana labo Somalia, o North Korea, obani bani abahlala ngezikhali.
Hawu suhle wabethela isikonkwane sibili Nkomo, thank you. Ye. Yeah, thank you so much, Nkomo. Sibongile kakhulu mzala. Yeah, that was Mr. Nkomo. He's saying that, you know, if you put soldiers in a certain way that they occupy office, somehow a political office, you will never ever remove them. So he says Zimbabwean soldiers are in now and they will never be gotten rid of. So he says it's like back in the 1980s when Zipras and Zanlas were from the Bush. So that's the scheme of things right now. So then he went on to say that, you know, if ever you've got soldiers that are around, there's nothing that comes out good. And even investors won't be, you know, interested in what is happening in Zimbabwe. So I'm told that we've got another caller. Let's take this caller. Baba Nkosi, ungachona njani? Ngiphile kakhulu sibili. Uphonguthi sishashanga amafutshane sibili. Uyichayela ugodo kona. Qhubeka baba.
Right, zwana ngikutshela Dube.
Yeah.
It's a problem. The nomination kaMnangagwa is payback time. He started to pay back those that worked for him to bring him into that position. And it is not going to benefit anything to the people of Zimbabwe. If you look at the nomination Ega Perens Shiri, he is going to run this command agriculture when they name it in English. The very funny part of it, he tormented the people in the rural areas in Matabeleland. How is he going to approach those villagers, especially those that he was beating and kicking and slaughtering, cutting their limbs and hands off? How is he going to approach them? Where is he going to start? That is the most difficult part of that command agriculture. Unless if they want to tell us that that command agriculture is only going to be concentrated in Mashonaland, where he never committed those serious crimes. But for Matabeleland, it is a non-starter. It is not going to work.
And then for the elevation of Mnangagwa to the post of president and secretary general, what is your view on that, Mr. Nkosi?
You know what it is like, Dube? It was obvious. It is difficult for anybody in ZANU-PF to give somebody another post when they've already endorsed him. That was only just to officially declare that they've already nominated him. There was not going to be any change anyhow that would have affected him to go up. It is still going back to the same situation of parents here. He also committed serious crimes in Matabeleland. How is he going to work with the people of Matabeleland? That is why you see there's a stumbling block if they want to approach Dumiso Dabengwa to come in as a vice president. Dubisa Dabengwa is a very principled man. He lives by his principles. He's not going to divert from the route that he has started and to join ZANU-PF again after what he has seen. He has been complaining about Lookout Masuka. He wants answers. He wants answers for the Kukurawundi. Unless and until they deliver answers to Dabengwa about what happened in Matabeleland when people claim that they were mad during that time, certified by which medical doctor, psychiatrist, which we have never heard in the history of Zimbabwe. It is very difficult for them to bring Dabengwa in.
Thank you, Nkosi. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's not going to work.
Yes. Isikhathi two Nkosi, sibongele kakhulu mnumzana. So that was Mr. Nkosi. Mm-hmm. Talking about a lot of issues there. So,
You know, you were talking about that the army, once they occupy an office, a political office, it will be difficult to remove them. It reminded me of this story or tale that we were told by our grandmothers when we were growing up, that an elephant, it was cold, and an elephant approached a villager who had a small hut, and it requested just to put its trunk in the hut so that it gets warm.
Yeah.
But eventually, it ended up kicking out the owner and occupying the hut.
Yeah, so I think we've got a video of Mr. Mnangagwa. Then we go to Dr. Spanda, and thereafter Mr. Zulu. So let's listen to what Mr. Mnangagwa said. So I guess our machines are a little bit frozen. So maybe it's because it's cold here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see where the video is now.
For mobilizing ZANU-PF, no, it was an agenda. For it gives us shape and form in terms of revolution. Productivity across all sectors must be religiously encouraged, not only at a national level, but at a disaggregated ward, district, and provincial level. I urge us all to think, to seek, to dream, and to work productivity. In this regard, let us shun corruption and temptations towards self-gain and self-interest. The corrupt tendencies that have in the recent past gripped our nation will not and cannot be allowed to continue. The harmonized general elections will be held in 2018, as scheduled. Government will do all its powers to ensure that these elections are credible, free, and fair.
Now, that is Mr. Mnangagwa speaking there at the ZANU-PF Congress. Dr. Spanda. So, at the end of the day, Mnangagwa here is talking about productivity and all those kind of things. And then he talks about G40 and issues to do with elections. So, one issue here, G40. Where is G40 and what is it going to do, you know, towards the president?
I think the G40 is, whatever they are busy scheming against Mnangagwa's government and against the military coup. And they have some legitimate reasons. I've heard assertions to the fact that, look, in the game of politics, Mnangagwa and the military were beaten clearly. And when they had failed to win politically, they resorted to the violence of the military. For that reason, I think we're very clear that they are working to sort of restore or even to make sure that Mnangagwa doesn't take over power. But there are also some in the G40 who have principled beliefs that ZANU-PF was supposed to slowly and eventually change to a party that doesn't rely on the military and on the use of force, but relies more on the constitution, the law, and that group may try to align itself with other democratic forces in the country. But obviously, it looks like democratic forces will be attempting to reject them. But I think that it's not going to take a long time before there's a much stronger coalition against Mnangagwa's government. Mm-hmm. Clearly, President Mnangagwa isn't prepared to lose power. You heard caller then Nkomo saying it very clearly. Once you've put the soldiers in power and in positions, it is impossible to take them over. And for all they have done, you can be clear that they didn't sacrifice, they didn't nearly sacrifice their souls and their bodies just to stay in power for 6 months. it seems to me as though it will be completely unthinkable that these guys are putting themselves in positions only to stay for 6 months. We're in for the long haul, and people have to be careful. And what your caller there, Nkomo, said is the crux of the matter. And I think that, as he emphasized, you ought to listen to him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Tombenda kuna blessing. Blessing. Uchiripo iriparu nare?
Ndiripo.
Tanzuwa wa mnangagwa wa shitaura kutisaruzo. Zichaitukwa. Gorero noya. Zakachena. Anzi free and fair elections. Asi nda nzuwa zakara wachikuru zira nengo zao. Wachitaiwa itayenyu zakanaka msaito shemiri shungane shunga zakadaro. Waita kunga wale kuti opposition kana watu wanopikisa. Kuna msaatombo shichika enyu si wanopikisa. Like he's dismissed the opposition. Wanenga wanga wachirewe ya?
You can't say that he was dismissing the opposition, because he was saying that ZANU-PF does not need to be a violent party in order to win elections. He's saying that they must try to win the hearts and minds of the people, not to use coercion. And just to go back to another point, I don't think there is a problem in the military joining politics. We have seen it in America there. You have General Kelly in the Trump administration. You have General Mattis and a number of generals that are serving. That served in the U.S. Army and now part of the government. I think the danger is in having members of the army who are actually like serving, and then like what happened in 2008, whereby you have you had a number of army guys allegedly harassing and killing members of the opposition. But if they've retired, like in the case of General Shiri, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, I don't think there's anything wrong in them joining politics. But back to your point, I think that you do, Vamnanga Gwaruti, Vano Pikisa, Vaone, Vachi Kunda, Saruti. Batorauri ZANU-PF ndo rinofanira kushanda kuti rikwanise kuwana vanhu richiita izvi murunyararo, nekuti ndinoona sekuti vari kuonawo kuti vakada kuita zvemhirizhonga vanongodzokera panyaya imwe chete yava Mugabe, yekuti nyika dzekunze dzinotanga kuvaranga nezvirango zvavanotiwo zviri kukanganisa zvikuru nyika. Nekudaro zvirango izvozvi zvikaramba zviripo, ivo vachida kuti vaite zvebhizimisi, handione nechovafambira.
Ndinovimba kuti pane varoda kuti va responde. Dr. Swanda wants to respond to you.
Look, Blessing is making a comparison that is it's a demarcation without a difference. There isn't a similarity between the army generals that are in the American government and the army generals that are in Zimbabwe. And these are the reasons. The army generals that are in the Zimbabwe government are entering into government immediately after a coup. And we cannot ignore that. We ignore that at our own peril. And secondly, the army generals that are in the American government are army generals who had retired at the point of appointment. Okay, they retired for between six months and 2 years. And in fact, for them to actually serve in that government, they had to get permission from Congress to do so. So Congress had to sit and say, there is a good reason to have a waiver to allow them to serve in government. So that is not the case. In America, you can't serve in government if you are in the military. You must get parliament to agree first. And then secondly, your generals aren't people who have just carried out a military coup. And that is very important. And why is that important? It is because soon after getting out of government, you still have connections in the military, and it may be that you may then use them to abuse your office, because you have to have a clear separation between politics and the military. Now, to take that American example and put it in the Zimbabwean situation is a far cry, in my view. We cannot do that. It is very dangerous. Shiri probably retired after being appointed. We didn't see his retirement from the military before his appointment by the president, and had been involved in a military coup. What you want, and in fact, what the aim of the Mnangagwa government should be after a military coup, must be to demilitarize. like Olusegun Obasanjo did. When Olusegun Obasanjo did, he retired over 56 military officers simply because those officers had been involved in a coup at one or another point in order to return his country to democracy and constitutionalism. And we cannot take that example as useless. It is the best example we have. And what we have now is a Nigerian country that is moving closer and closer to the American to the American example of democracy.
Can I come in there? Not this one.
Yes, can you come in, Blessing? Yes.
I think the mistake that Nguleko is making is that I think what he's saying works, you know, in a country that is operating like normally. Remember, Mnangagwa did not come into power because he was popular with the people. It is the same army guys that staged this coup and put him in place. So somehow he has to find ways of accommodating them. But of course, these are comrades. They were saying that the party had been hijacked by what they called the G40 cabal, and they are taking back their party. From you know, the people that they called the Mafikizolos, the likes of Jonathan Moyo, Sevia Kasukwere, Grace Mugabe, and others, and to expect Mnangagwa not to appoint some of the military guys, I don't think you know, that was going to be practical. Somehow, yes, to accommodate them, because they are actually the ones who are running the show. After the likes of Mnangagwa failed to persuade Mr. Mugabe to step down democratically. Remember, Mr. Mnangagwa, this happened when he was hiding somewhere in South Africa in exile, and the army guys took matters into their own hands, staged this smart coup, if you might call it that way. So that's why I think they are accommodating some of these army guys. But like I said, you know, there's nothing wrong in them you know, resigning, retiring from active army duties, and you know, putting on suits. The problem, I agree with you, might be that they might still have those connections in the army, and it might be problematic. But our situation is very much abnormal.
Thank you so much, Blessing. And before we come back to Dr. Smanda and Blessing, let's take a caller. Yeah, there's a caller on the line. Eh, Baba, uchona njani konapho ke ecingweni?
Ngiyachona njani Dube?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma noZaba.
Yebo, uZaba kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, sesalelwe nje imsuzwana emlutshwane. Phose lakho baba.
Hayi, mina la mvele ndamazwa amalutshwane, ngifuna ukuthi ngibonise amaZimbabweni ukuthi bengapheli amandla ukuqhubekela phambili lokuvota lokwenza konke akade bevele bekumisile ngenxa yezanu. Izanu akutshintshanga lutho, kodwa ngisekela ubaba uSibanda ngamazwi akhe athena uMnangagwa uyakoloda. Konke lokhu akwenzileyo izikweleti azama ukuzibhadala ngenxa yokuthi amasotha yiwamfake embusweni. So akulalutho uMnangagwa azalwenza ngaphandle kwamazwi e-army. So ilizwe leli lizabuswa yi-army, kodwa ke i-army leyi kayimekhe sure ukuthi layo okwenzakala koPhiri kuzayenzakala koBhanda, nabo bazabakhipha ngoba bengasayenzi kahle. Ngiyabonga Dubs.
Sibonge kakhulu Zaba, uhle utshaye nje uqedele khonapho mfowethu. Sibonge kakhulu.
Yeah,
so he says he agrees with what Espanda is saying about the army guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we can do now is to simply go to Dr. Espanda. Dr. Espanda, so going forward in Zimbabwe, what should be done for the country to hold free and fair elections? Just less than a minute, sir.
Yes, I think that President Mnangagwa has to accept that he is not a legitimate leader and that he did not take over power from Mugabe in a manner that can be legitimate, that it was ultimately a coup, and that because it was a coup, it's going to be difficult for him to take over, and that he must stop forthwith to appoint military members to key positions that have to do with elections. The appointment of an army general into the commissariat indicates that the president wants to use the military to run and manage the election, and that is very bad. What the president must, in all, with all due respect and in love of the country, with the future of our country as the most important variable here, is that I think he must put in place a process through SADC and through the African Union where he would resign power before he runs this election and gives it over to a neutral a transitional authority that will then hand over power to a government elected through an election that is managed by, say, SADC, the African Union, and or the nations. To expect that any election that that happens under the Mnangagwa government is going to be accepted by any of the losers is going to be impossible. So the electoral crisis, the crisis that follows an election every time, is not going to end with whatever election Mnangagwa runs, however he runs it, especially when he is busy changing every institution around elections. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is being changed, as it were. The ZANU-PF Commissariat, which will be responsible for running elections in ZANU-PF, is being changed and being managed by the army. The Mnangagwa has made a lot of judicial appointments, and all those things are very important in electoral process. And I think that Mnangagwa must resign and work towards a government, a transitional authority that will run
the elections. Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda, but don't go away. I think maybe you can ask a blessing about what happens tomorrow. And when is the Congress ending, actually?
I understand it was a one-day event, but Blessing can update us. Blessing, dofunga wakati taura wakuti zviri chaitika mangwana kana msangano uchenderera kana kuti vaine mumwe zvavachazoita. Then wazotudza wakuti pane zvavataura here pane vechidiki tiona kuti nyika yakazara vechidiki.
Msangano wapera nhasi mangwana vanenge vakudzokera kumisha yavo. Pane nyaya dzevechidiki hapana hapo zvakanyanya kuwanda, asi vanga vachitiwo chavari kuita kupari zvino kuedza kuti vagadzire nhaka yevadiki ava. Asi tichitarisa pazvinzvimbo zvemubato umwe, hapana kuona kukurudzirwa kwakanyanya kwevechidiki. Ndambotaura nevamwe vanotsigira ZANU-PF vezikosi vari kuti ivo vari kuona sekuti paakambopiwa wechidiki chigaro mukomana wekudzichipanga anenge asina kunyatsochibata zvakanaka. Nekudaro vari kuona kunge izvi zviri kuitwa izvi kunenge kuvaranga, asi vachiti vanozvitambira nekuti mumwe wechidiki akamboiswa pachigaro chepamusoro akabva amhanya nechimuti mudondo asingatambidziwo vamwe.
Kwozouyawo panyaya yekuti remangwana renyika tichitarisawo upfumi vavimbisa kuti muchidimo.
Panyaya dzezveupfumi vati chavari kuda kukurumidza kugadzirisa inyaya dzekuti vanhu vakwanise kuti vange vachiwana mari dzavo mumabhanga omo. Vakataurawo kuti vachaedza nepose pavanogona kumisa nyaya dzeuori uye nyaya dzevanhu vari kuburitsa mari kunze kwenyika yatinotiya externalization. Vakataura kuti mubato mavo vanoziva kuti pane vamwe vakaregererawo vaipota vachinokora, asi vakati ivo vangovapa chanzi hakusi kuti havasi kuziva kuti pane zvavaiita. Asi nekudaro vari kuti ivo vakagadzirisa nyaya dzeuori idzi nedzimwe dzakadaro daro nyaya dzemari zvinenge zvaainani panyaya dzezveupfumi.
Now give us your closing remarks, Blessing Zulu, about what is going to happen now and tomorrow, you know.
I think today the Congress ended. Remember, Mr. Mnangagwa said that the party does not have a lot of money, so it's a one-day Congress. Tomorrow, people will be going back to their respective homes.
And Dr. Spanda, your last word.
It's very important for the people of Zimbabwe to be very watchful. These are some of the most trying times for the country, and they will have a lot of impact on the future of the country. And that if we're not careful, while we may enjoy this moment, we may have a lot to lose. I think Zimbabweans have got to be very careful and work towards a free and fair elections. Everybody must be focusing on running a free and fair elections, the respect of the law, the respect of the constitution, retribution, and targeting other individuals outside the law must be something that we put away. And we must be wary of the empty rhetoric that politicians have. I hear people talking about a lot
of
good things.
Thank you, Dr. Spanda. Time is up. I think there's no extra time here. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Spanda of Huddersfield University. He is a political analyst. And our Studio 7 reporter, Blessing Zulu, who is covering the ZANU-PF Congress, which actually ended today. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Have a nice weekend.
Neni jonga kande miri nchitu musakanga na uti Studio 7 ine zvirongwa zvakawanda zvenhau zvatinokupai. Tosangana muzvirongwa zvinotevera. Marara zvakanaka.